Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. It took longer than it should to determine winners and losers in the midterm elections. It looks like Republicans will lead in the House and Democrats in the Senate. The first thing this new Congress must do is pass an extension of spending, or our government will be shut down. Next year, they need to write a new farm bill. Sorry to say, but I don't expect the new Congress to work together any better than the old one. President Biden will be pushing the issues of climate change. I've not spent time on talking about climate change on my radio programs. I'm not convinced that we have any very good answers. However, our government plans to spend billions of dollars on climate-smart agriculture. The Inflation Reduction Act, passed last August, authorized $19.5 billion to be spent on the ag industry. And Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack says it is the largest investment in conservation since the Dust Bowl. Farmers will receive $95 million to encourage cover crops. And I'm a big supporter of conservation, but there are still questions. Yes, we have had some extreme weather, but what is causing it? Are the greenhouse gas and carbon emissions entirely to blame? The United States and other world leaders think so. They say we need to take drastic and costly action. Well, I guess we will have to wait and see what happens. Here's another subject that earned all kinds of interest and excitement just a couple years ago. Plant-based meat. The food industry was so excited about this new product. Tyson Foods, Smithfield's, Hormel, others jumped into the new meat basket. McDonald's gave it a try. Well, companies like Beyond Meat saw their stock surge. But 2 years later now, their stock has collapsed down 80%. And McDonald's, they gave up on this plant-based meat. The global appetite for real meat has doubled since 1990. A lot of customers are not happy with all of the processing of creating the new fake meat. Besides, it costs too much, and most of the public is not convinced that it is healthier to eat. They still want high-protein, real meat, and I look forward to pork loin for dinner tonight. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.